We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Tiger fans might remember a movie years ago about Hank Greenberg, and the documentary, that the person that put that together was Aviva Kempner, and she has a new movie out that's currently playing at the Maple Theater, among others, about a guy named Mo Berg. Didn't play for the Tigers, spent some time playing against the Tigers. The movie is called The Spy Behind Home Plate, and she joins us now to talk about it. How are you?
I'm very excited. We had a wonderful screening last night at the Maple Theater that included relatives and friends and people I went to school with, because I grew up in Detroit. I went to Cass Tech. I went to University of Michigan. So, as I say, you know, you can take the girl out of Detroit, but not the Detroit out of the girl.
And the movie about Mo Berg, and fascinating, a catcher, played for a decent amount of time in the major leagues. Nothing great. He hit .243. But more importantly than that is he ended up being a spy for the United States of America. Aviva, how did that go down?
Yeah, well, several things. First of all, he played for 15 years, including Indians and the Senators and the White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. So, in fact, he did play against the Tigers a lot. And he was this incredible linguist. May have spoken as much of 10 languages, although joke was couldn't hit in any of them. But actually, he had a lifetime average of .243. So that's not so bad. Today he'd be making millions. And because he was so smart, and because after the attack on Pearl Harbor, President Roosevelt, with Wild Bill Donovan, organized what we call the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services, which was a special new intelligence agency that recruited people from Safecrackers to Blue Blood to Julia Child and people from Hollywood, and they were smart enough to choose someone like Mo Berg to try to spy and see what we could do, you know, to conquer the Nazis. And one of the things we were most worried about, America was worried about, could the Nazis develop nuclear power while we were secretly doing it in Los Alamos, the Manhattan Project, while Bill Donovan and General Gross chose Mo Berg to be our nuclear spy.
How did they come about to find Mo Berg? I mean, yeah, he spoke a lot of languages, as you said, but was it well known that this guy was really intelligent?
Well, first of all, he had already spent some time in Washington. And at night, while other players, I don't know what they were doing, he put on a tuxedo and go to a lot of embassy parties. So he's already on some radar screen. Second of all, Nelson Rockefeller had chosen him, and he decided to, Mo decided to leave being a coach for the Red Sox, because he was also a coach for two more years, to go to Latin America under the guise of observing baseball down there. But he was really trying to figure out if the Germans had influence in South America. So, you know, he was known as being someone who could really do a lot of intelligence work. He had graduated summa cum laude from Princeton. And, you know, the other thing is a lot of our best spies during World War II are those who were children of immigrants or themselves, because they knew the language and the customs. And not only did he track down who the person we were most worried about, the German physicist Werner Heisenberg, to figure out if he knew about the bomb, and we're talking about late 44, but earlier he had gone to Italy to try to get Italian scientists out so the Germans wouldn't take them to Germany, especially someone called Antonio Ferri. And of Tiger's interest is your former manager, Brad Osmus, is one of the people I interview in the film. because I wanted to get a Jewish player who was like Mo, and gone to Ivy League school. Brad went to Dartmouth and had been a catcher. And, you know, there's something about the position of being a catcher. It's almost spy-like to begin with. You're always doing secret signals. You, like, sort of have the lay of the land. But, you know, Mo was even more amazing than that. Years ago in the early 40s, he wrote this essay that still is pertains today called Pitchers and Catchers in the Atlantic magazine that has a very esoteric but interesting portrayal of that relationship between pitchers and catchers. He was even on a show called Information Please, a radio show like Jeopardy, where he got so many letters because he did such a good job. And the commissioner at that time, Landis, said, "You did more for baseball than I ever did." And actually, I had former baseball commissioner Bud Selig talking about Mo, as well as Jerry Reinsdorf, the present owner of the White Sox, because he played for the White Sox. But more importantly, my MO is to make films almost 40 years of underknown Jewish heroes. So, of course, the first one I did was Hank Greenberg, because that's how my father, an immigrant Jew, brought me up. Always I heard about Hank Greenberg. I heard about Hank Greenberg, you know, almost breaking Babe Ruth's record. I heard about Hank Greenberg going to the synagogue instead of the stadium in 1934 when there was so much domestic anti-Semitism here, firstly from Henry Ford or later on Coughlin. Matter of fact, I heard about Hank Greenberg so much on Yom Kippur, I thought he was part of Kol Nidre Services.
It's funny because I grew up on the East Coast in Philly, and my father, it was always drilled into me, if Sandy Koufax doesn't pitch on Yom Kippur, you don't do anything on Yom Kippur either.
Yeah, and that's true. Actually, people teased me, will you make the film on Sandy Koufax? And I said, well, you know, I was very lucky in this because this businessman in Phoenix, William Levine, who loved my Hank Greenberg film, and I got to know him, and he helped me on my second to Molly Goldberg and the Goldbergs. I have a thing on Bergs, obviously. And then Julius Rosenwald just now. But he said to me one day, Aviva, why don't you make a film about Sid Luckman, the famous Jewish football player? And I said, but I don't like watching football. He says, well, what about Barney Ross, the famous Jewish boxer? And I said, you know, I hate boxing more. But then he said, what about Mo Berg? And I said, absolutely. Because, again, it brought up, you know, a sort of non-stereotype Jewish hero who had brain and brawn. And as a child of a Holocaust survivor, I sort of made it my life's duty to make films of these heroic figures that were, like, fighting the Nazis.
How, by the way, how could you have gone to the University of Michigan and not like football? And they actually had a Jewish quarterback, Benny Friedman, right?
I want to tell you that the only football game I ever went was when we went, I think it was it in 69, when we went to the Rose Bowl, and I was protesting the war. And you can just imagine how popular that was. No, I'm just, you know, I'm my father's daughter. I love baseball. That's what Harold Kempner taught me. And I tease my brother because he's betrayed us. He's gone to hockey. He loves hockey. Although, you know, we grew up with the Red Wings being so great.
Yeah.
Now, the other interesting thing about making this film is when I was making Hank Greenberg, I filmed Eldon Ocker, you know, our great pitcher. And
right.
At that time, I never knew I was going to be making a film on Mo Berg. Well, it turns out one benefit I have about my film, The Spy Behind Home Plate, is there were two gentlemen 30 years ago, Neil Goldstein, who's in the film, and Jerry Feldman, who wanted to make a film on Mo Berg and shot dozens of interviews of those he played with and he spied with. And they never made the film. But Jerry had done my interviews for Hank Greenberg in L.A., and he told me, he said, you know, I'm trying to make this film on Mo. It didn't work. So when I got the offer to make the film, I went back to them, got copies of the interviews that were just sort of languishing away in the Princeton archives. That's where Mo had gone to school, and transferred them, and they really make the interview. So I have Eldon Ocker in both films, and actually, if there's any Eldon Ocker relatives still remaining in Michigan, I hope they come to see the film. And again, you know, it's playing at the Maple. I'm going to be there today, Friday, for the 3 o'clock show and the 6 o'clock show, doing Q&A, and then tomorrow, the noon show. And then I'm going to Ann Arbor, to the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor, Saturday night, where when I was in getting my master's in urban planning, I used to sell movie theater tickets. So I guess it was prophetic that I would eventually go into filmmaking.
Well, it sounds like a great movie. It's certainly interesting subject matter. If it's anything like the Greenberg documentary, I know it's going to be a success. Thank you very much for a few minutes.
And wait, let me just tell you one more thing. I've been going around to different stadiums and talking before games. Every place I either showed clips from the film and or showed, appeared at the stadium, they started winning.
Ah.
So I think Mo's watching over there. And again, you can even see the trailer on the Spy Behind Home Plate website and know where the film is playing all over the country, because I'm going to Chicago on Sunday and it's already in L.A. and New York and Philly. And don't you love baseball?
I still do, even though the Tigers, shall we say, try our patience the last 4 or 5 years. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, well, you never know sometimes. That's the thing about baseball. Sort of break your heart, you know. Sometimes the teams are good, sometimes bad. We're certainly going through that with the Nats. Although since they showed my film the Memorial Day weekend when the film opened up, they've been winning more.
Yeah, they're here next week. They're here next weekend.
Should I mention about our pitcher with the broken nose and the black eye?
Yes.
He's still won in spite of that. I know.
Former Tiger, Max Scherzer.
I know. Right. Yeah, I wish it was this weekend. I would have loved to have gone. Of course, I'm used to going to the old stadium and hearing Aretha Franklin sing the national anthem, and I had the biggest crush on Rocky Colavito when he did his calisthenic. You know, I tried to get Rocky for the Hank Greenberg film because Hank had hired him. He recluse, he would never answer my letters. Has anyone ever interviewed him or followed up with him?
I don't even know. Is he still alive? I have no idea.
Well, I think he had a mushroom farm in Pennsylvania.
I don't know. I assume that Rocky's no longer with us, but Rock, according to Baseball Reference, The Rock is still alive. He's 85 years old. That's all I can tell
right.
you.
Yeah, I wonder if he's still following the sport.
I don't know.
Still write him a fan letter.
Thank you, Aviva. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, and go Tigers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.